you join me, Audio Boom fans, on a dog walk around Ripon in North Yorkshire. How are you? It's all one word. It's now 21:21 on Friday the 19th of December. So we've arrived at Grandma's house, safe and sound. Really nice journey up. Just like 5 hours, 15 minutes or something. I can't remember. It was just over 5 hours drive. No real trouble. Could have taken at least half an hour off that. But there's a section of the M1 motorway which is restricted to 50 miles per hour. They're putting in a that was a wee wee. All right, Mole. Because the, you wanted to know that. Because they're putting in a new safety barrier to separate the north and south traffic. It's a massive, massive project. They're going to do the entire length of the M1. The traffic wasn't that bad, actually. Nothing really to complain about. So, with a couple of stops, one for over half an hour. Anyway, we're currently in the Bug Hotel, which is adjacent... The Bug Hotel? We're in the Pocket Park, which has a Bug Hotel in it. I'm looking at the Bug Hotel now, which is adjacent to the clock tower, the Ripon Clock Tower. We arrived to Christmas Wonderland in my mother-in-law's house. It's decorated so beautifully. It's perfect. She's very lucky to rent a Victorian flat. Well, it was a house. Hang on a sec. Molly! It was a house and they've turned it into flats. So she's on the ground floor. Ground floor flat. Say that when you're drunk 20 times. So she's very lucky to rent a ground floor Victorian section of the house and huge living room. Well, I mean, it's what I call huge, great big high ceilings. It's difficult to heat though and keep hot because still got wooden windows. And sash windows at that, so it does cool down quite quickly. So Molly is checking out things here in the park. We're currently going on the footpath. It's pitch black. There is some ambient light from street lamps and houses, but not in the section that we're in at the minute. So I've got this Cree torch. This is the bigger one that I've got. It's kind of quite big, handheld. It's about, I don't know, it's a bit muddy down here. It's about, about 6-7 inches long. It's got a rechargeable battery in it, I've charged it up just a little bit. It might actually die down as we go around, but I'm aiming to have a walk around into the city centre. It's a very small city, is Ripon. Well, actually, it's so muddy here. You would think of it as a town, really. But because it's got a cathedral, it's a city. So it's quite cold now. It was very, very windy from about... from about Chesterfield-ish up. Here, this way. Yeah, it was very windy. And as we turned off the M1 onto the A61, which comes into Ripon, you could see this blinking torch. The button's so sensitive. It's got three modes on it. Full brightness, half dim power, and strobe. You could see the effect that the wind was having on the trees all around us. It's quite windy now, but recording on the Zoom with the hairy spawful on. You won't be able to detect the wind. I could do it with a pair of gloves. I can't quite put my hand on mine. Right, out of the pocket park. That's a bit muddy, really. And down, where are you? Down, what's this road called? Princess Street or something. I'm actually tracking this live on shireadventure.com. So it was a bit of a mad rush to get away. For some reason in my mind, Molly, for some reason in my mind, I thought we were picking the kids up at 3, as per normal. No, it was 1. For some reason today, I thought it was 3. They finished early today. So it was like, pack my kit and pack the car. In and out. God, that house has got 2 Christmas trees in it. One in the front room, one in the back room. Pack my kit and pack the car in about 40 minutes. And charge things. And copy films to SD cards and USB sticks. So I'm walking down this road here. And there's some beautiful Christmas trees in the... in the houses with bay windows. Oh, it's really, really nice to see. Really elegant, I think is the word. There's somebody's recycling bin that's tipped over. Has it got a lid? Yeah, it has. Let's stand that up. I like seeing real Christmas trees, real fir trees, being used. Oh, my knife, look at that. I'm looking up the road to a house that's like the Griswold family home. Where are you? Ah, now we've got a bit... Oh, no, I'm not going to go across the next field, Paddy's Park. I'm not going to go across Pace Park, it's going to be too wet and muddy. Oh, please don't say it's going to, it can't be going to rain, it's clear sky. Clear sky. It's all right then. So, feeling festive. I'll catch up with you in a little bit. So now with, yeah, Molly, weirdos are out, police are there, we're in the car park opposite the old police museum. They're going to go up into the city centre. And one thing I was going to mention about before was that Ripon's got 4G now, for Dublee customers at least. Molly! These are Paulus. You can hear in your left channel probably. Molly! Wait. Okay, straight across. Wait! Good girl. Wait. Cop car's got 3 coppers in it tonight. I see a group of kids down there by a BMW 3 Series. Ripon Cathedral's now on my left. Oh, God. We've been fed by my mother-in-law. Sarah and I had a few sandwiches on the way up. Well, a couple of a few sandwiches on the way up. But, you know, that was food from... I mean, last thing I ate was... 9:30 this morning. So we had a few sandwiches on the way up, and well, we were fed some fantastic food. Mashed potato, some sauerkraut, and a kind of patty of mince and kind of rice, I think, wrapped in cabbage leaves. Oh, it's beautiful. So the 4G speeds are really, really good, actually. Oh, the arcade closes at night. The walk through into the city centre, so we'll go around the other way. Wait, Mol. Right. To me. Going past the... This is the bus station. Now I'm going to stop you for now. Okay, so in the marketplace now. Bit of activity, full of cars. We've missed the hornblower. It's it's a bit nippy. It's trying to rain. Spitting quite heavily. Molly, come here. Good girl. Oh, God. There's a woman blocking the entrance to the car park here now she's driven off. So, in the marketplace, lots of people around. There's quite a lot of people out. There's about 40 people. A lot of people outside the pubs, smoking. I'm stood between the monument to the Wakeman and the Christmas tree. I think the Christmas tree is about 2/3 of the height of the monument of the Wakeman. It stands about 10 metres high, decorated in beautiful ice white fairy lights, and that's all. There's nothing else on it. The lampposts around the marketplace are decorated with ice white lights. Not a pattern, really. Kind of a... some kind of quadrilateral shape times four. As a, the town hall's decorated with ice. In fact, all the lights are ice white, actually. But the town hall's decorated in ice white snowflakes. And there are strobe... there are strobe lights as well, mixed in with those snowflakes. It's quite pretty. It's pretty basic, but I think anything more and it'll be a bit over the top. If I'm to be honest, it's drafty. My hands are freezing. I'm looking at the Unicorn Hotel there. Was the Unicorn Hotel the oldest one? I think it was. I think it's the oldest inn in Ripon. And there's people that stood outside there smoking. There's quite a few people in there, actually. It looks quite full. It's a Wetherspoons pub. Is the Unicorn. Let's go down this other street. Prezzo, the Italian restaurant, empty. So I'm going to head... Oh, there's the cathedral. It's 9:45, according to the clock on the town hall. Right, let's go across here, Mal. We're going out of Marketplace West and Marketplace South.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.